boys can come and go, leave you feeling low. Instead of a coming in, you're coming in, coming with me, girl. But there you are.
This is Sex and Waffles, an American horror story. That's whore with a W. Brought to you live by Waffle Press Studios.
Let me follow your lonesome half bottle of wine. Oh, you hide me away in a drawer, and that's fine. I don't mind the shame, baby.
Hello, Witch Club, and welcome to another episode of Sex and Waffles. I'm your girl, Joy Nystrom, and I barely have a voice this week. Isn't that fantastic? You know, trying to make a career out of my voice, and I can't even keep it for more than 7 days. I am coming to you hot and raspy, though a lot of people have told me they like my raspier voice better. I don't know. You can decide what you like. I personally like my normal voice because it doesn't exhaust me to talk. Let's see. Not a lot has been happening in my life. I don't know, the most exciting thing that's happened recently, I bought a vacuum, and I didn't understand how life-changing buying a vacuum was, but my house is so clean now, and I'm so excited to just, like, vacuum all the time. You know, it's getting cold, and the cuffs are moving in, and, you know, this episode's about to get a little heated, because I have a lot to say. Shocking. The Girl With Her Own podcast has a lot to say. My friend and I were recounting different, like, sex stories and everything, and she was talking about this, like, bad experience she had, and she was just like, I do not have bad sex. Yes, queen, correct. You do not have bad sex, and we don't have bad sex here. That is also my life motto. I don't have bad sex. But then I started to recount all of my, like, bad sexual experiences, and as she was, like, describing things that had happened to her, and just what guys do in general and how it's kind of universal, it made me really mad, if you could imagine. Dramatic? Me? Never. As a Gemini and sun and moon in Scorpio, yeah, I'm a touch dramatic. What we're gonna talk about today is eating more pussy. Gentlemen, gentlemen, we really need to step up our game, okay? Really need to step it up. So I was recalling, like, all these different things in my life, and, like, an overarching theme. One of the reasons I started Sex and Waffles is literally because, like, guys do not eat girls out. Of the immaculate number of men that I have been with, there have been two men that have offered to eat me out on a first encounter, or just, like, in general, offered. Everyone else I have had to ask, I have had to beg, I have had to literally listen to every reason why they don't eat girls out. And, like, honestly, out of all the people I've been with, I think 5 or 6 of them have eaten me out. One of really not great. The statistics are not good, men. They are not good. And I am not the only one. My favorite thing, though, is, like, you'll be sucking a guy's dick. You'll have sex with him. And then you'll be like, can you eat me out? And he'll be like, oh, I don't do that on a first encounter. Oh, I'm sorry. You don't? Why? And they're like, oh, that's, like, just a little too, it's a little too intimate. Okay. Just, like, don't do that on the first time. Who does that? Oh, I'm sorry, Brad. Was your dick not just in my mouth? was your dick not just literally inside me, but you putting your face in my pussy is too fucking intimate. It's too intimate. People have literally driven 45 minutes to come fuck me. But then when I ask them to eat me out, that is too far. That is too much. That's their safe word. That's where they draw the fucking line. I will never forget this time. Literally, I was hooking up with this guy and I dead ass was like, can you just eat me out? Like, I was turned on, but I just, like, wasn't wet enough yet. And I don't know if you know this, men, but you get hard in a second. And then even if a girl's turned on, it might take a little bit more effort to get her wet, okay? So I asked her to eat me out. I was like, can you just, like, eat me out? You know, a simple fix. And he looked me in the eyes and said, that is too intimate. I don't do that on the first encounter. Buddy, we are having sex. Your dick is inside me. So you're not worried about the fact that I could get pregnant, I could get an STD, you could get an STD. And, you know, the moment that you're like, oh, it's too much, is when I ask you to eat me out. And I've heard so many men say this. So many, and so many girls have told me this. I even had a guy ask me for advice, and he was like, yeah, I just can't eat a girl out on the first encounter because, like, I just don't know her. I just, like, don't know where she's been. Like, she could be dirty. Oh, and you're not? I guarantee you 99.99% of the time, the girl has probably sucked your dick. Why? Because we've been sucking dick since we were 15. You've been out here just coming since you were 12 years old. And, you know, men are always like, oh, like, I don't hook up with girls. Like, I don't do that. Like, I'm a relationship guy. Or like, ooh, I would never be with that many people. And they kind of subtly call you a slut, but they're not, like, actually calling you a slut because they're, like, trying to say it in, like, a nice way. Like, oh, honey, like, I don't do that. You know what? Maybe so many girls are out here just slutting around because nobody fucking wants to eat us out, and all of you can take the cake for that. And then men want to be all like, I ain't around and she's obsessed with me. I don't know, maybe if it happened more often, we wouldn't get so obsessed with, like, the one person in our life that just wants to lick our clit. Also, when I ask you to eat my pussy, I don't mean tongue punch my vagina as rapidly as you can. Your dick, your tongue, and your fingers are very different. Like, okay, like, slipping into the vag hole every once in a while is, like, nice and I enjoy it. I'm sure other girls do too. Maybe they don't. I don't know. Every female is different. So figure it the fuck out, Chad. But literally, like, I'm sorry, you're just gonna stick your tongue in and out of my pussy. You're not even gonna lick my clit. That's why when people are like, it's too intimate, I'm not asking you to go inside me. You don't even have to do that. It's a nice perk. It is. But, like, you could just, like, lick my clit, like, suck on that a little bit, kiss my clitoris. I'm not asking you to lick my asshole. Like, okay, yeah, I've never asked someone to lick my ass on a first encounter. Actually, I don't even, like, ask. It's always, like, the guy's into it. I'm like, yeah, sure, like, let's go. It's not every encounter. I for sure wouldn't suck ass on a first encounter. Like, that I think is a little too intimate. But you know what? Climb inside me. Hop on top. It's just like literally like you ask a guy to eat you out after having their dick in your mouth for the past 20 minutes. And they're like, I don't do that. I can't do that. I don't know how to do that. Enough of the fucking excuses. You've never looked up a fucking video. I've been Googling how to suck dick since, I don't know, the age of 14. Probably before that. Probably 12. I don't know. I was probably looking at Cosmopolitan articles at the age of 12. And I was just like, how does one suck a dick? What is a blowjob? I have done so much extensive research on blowjobs that it's shocking to me men haven't even Googled how to eat a girl out. They haven't even looked it up. They haven't watched lesbian porn, which all guys are like so hot when it's girl on girl action. Dudes, watch a fucking lesbian porn clip, maybe see how they do it and get some fucking tips. Like, also, it's just when guys do things like just repeatedly stick their tongue in your vagina, and you're like, wait, what is happening? And they're like, deadass making, like, trying to make eye contact with you, and you're like, this, who trained you? Who trained you? Who was there and was like, this is acceptable? It's unacceptable. No. Lick the clitoris. Find out where it is. It's really not far from where you put your dick in. It's a easy streamline. Maybe it's a little off center, maybe not. Maybe it's a little higher, but just follow that line up, you know, or just like come right down their body. It's right in the fucking middle. Like you can't miss it. It's not hard. I mean, there's genuinely times like things will happen. Well, you'll be like, you'll tell him, and I'll be like, eat me out. And he'll literally just like stick his fingers in you and make eye contact with you. I'm not saying I'm not into that, but that was not the command I gave you. I didn't say finger me. I said, put your mouth on my pussy and like do some fucking work, Chad. Get down there and give me 50. I'm gonna start talking to men like this is a football team, because I don't think they genuinely understand. And as someone who works with people of other countries and different languages, I understand language barriers. And I understand that sometimes I think there's a bit of a language barrier between men and women. And communication is, by all means, the most important way to have good sex, unless the man was trained before you by another gracious female who took the time out of her day to tell them, one, eat the fucking girl out. Also, these men that are like, I won't do this on a first encounter. I'm sorry. I personally like to like put it all out there just in case like it never happens again. I don't like to walk away from one night stands like something was missing. It's like a sport to me. Like my coach was always like, leave it all in the field. I want to leave it all in the bed or the couch or like wherever we fucked. I want to leave it all there. Okay. Like hide the evidence, get rid of it. Please throw your condoms away and get rid of it. Like, leave it all out there. Why wouldn't you want to put your best cards forward? Why wouldn't you want to eat a girl out on a first encounter? Because then when you come crawling back to them, what girl is going to come back to a guy with subpar performance and who doesn't eat pussy? Like, that is my new question for people when I try to date them. It's good. Do you eat pussy? Oh, you don't? Please keep walking. Next. Thank you. Thank you. But I truly am going to start communicating this to men like they're on a sports team, because I feel like men really respond to like yelling. You know, men love sports. Men will cry over a sports game more than they've cried over like their dead father. And men love being in the military. Not that women aren't, and women can't be, and women aren't into these things, but like we all get like overwhelmingly the majority is the male species. So I just feel like they're like really into like yelling and things. And I'm gonna be like, get on your knees, Scott. Drop and give me 50 and don't get up until you give it all. Give me your all. Oh, you're tired? Oh, you're fucking tired? Oh, you think Tom Brady's tired? You think Tom Brady became the GOAT because he stopped? You think Tom Brady didn't put in the reps, put in the work? You want to be the GOAT? You want to be the motherfucking GOAT? You want to be the guy the girls come back to? Yeah, then put your face in my pussy. Oh, you can't breathe? Oh, I don't care. You think Michael Phelps could take full breaths when he was getting all his golden medals? No, champions do more. I want you holding me down with your face in my pussy, taking me to fucking Narnia. And if you cannot do that, you can fucking leave. I am too old to deal with people who don't eat pussy. Like, if people want to talk to me and they don't, get out. If people, like, in what world? In what world are we okay with men that don't eat pussy? And you know, I don't think it's a thing in the lesbian community. I don't think it's a thing in the gay community. I don't think like lesbians are like talking to each other like, oh yeah, I'm not gonna eat you out. Dildos only on the first encounter. Or like a gay man's not like, no, I only penetrate on a first encounter. No blowjobs. No, it's only straight men. They're like, ooh. Your pleasure? Does that matter? Ooh. I don't really know. On the first encounter, definitely not. But then they have the audacity to be like, did you come? You did nothing for me, Brad. You did nothing, okay? I did everything myself. If I get off, it's not because of you. They'll be fucking doggy, and then you came, and they're like, oh my god, you came? I made you come? No, you didn't make me do anything. That was all me. You didn't eat me out. You didn't participate in foreplay. You didn't know how to use your dick right. You know what? That was all me. I take all the credit. I am the fucking goat. And I take matters into my own hands when I get them. And honestly, we shouldn't have to fucking ask. There is so many times that I've had to ask. And I mean, I'll give it to you. On a first encounter, if it's just fucking penetration and she's not sucking your dick, then and only then would I be like, okay, mildly acceptable to not eat her out. Still, you're being a loser and step up your game. And you know what? The people who are like, I'm worried of getting diseases. You're already fucking her, and I guarantee she already sucked your dick. So you know what? I don't want to hear about, not getting diseases. Also, women are 10 times more likely to get tested than men. Men are, honestly, way dirtier. And like I said in the last episode, vaginas are really fucking clean. And you know what? You could always ask and be like, hey, have you been tested? You could have that conversation. And if you don't want to have that conversation, that's on you. I ask everyone I hook up if they're clean. I asked one guy how he knew he was clean. And I go, how do you know? And he was like, you know what? I had the tip of my dick swabbed. And I go, fair. You probably have been tested. Because I don't believe them. I don't believe men. I don't trust people, but you know what? I put a dick in my mouth anyways, so why does it fucking matter? I don't know. But you know what? You can always have that conversation and ask them and be like, are you clean? Have you been tested? And if they get insulted, then you can just walk away and be like, okay, I'm not into this anymore. And be like, I don't want to get throat herpes. I'm so sorry. You can ask them. Also, but again, I don't think we should have to fucking ask. I do not think we should have to ask for you to eat us out. I don't think we should repeatedly have to ask you to eat us out. I don't think we should have to fucking beg for it unless you're into that. I guess some people are into that. But genuinely, if a girl asks you to eat her out, you fucking do it. Eat it or beat it, Steve. That's all I have for you guys this week. You can follow me on Instagram at The Joy of Waffles, my personal account, Moss Hosanna Joy. You can email me therealsexandwaffles@gmail.com, and the blog website is therealsexandwaffles.com. Rate and review this puppy and maybe post it on your little Instagram. That's all I have for you guys this week. Eat more pussy and stay hard. Tonight.